He noticed first the little whirlpools of gas, probably no larger than Asia or Africa, that wandered over the surface of the star. Sometimes he could look directly down into one of them to see darker, cooler regions far below. Curiously enough, there appeared to be no sunspots. Perhaps they were a disease peculiar to the star that shone on Earth. And there were occasional clouds, like wisps of smoke blown before a gale. Perhaps they were indeed smoke, for this sun was so cold that real fire could exist here. Chemical compounds could be born and could live for a few seconds before they were again ripped apart by the fiercer nuclear violence that surrounded them. The horizon was growing brighter, its color changing from gloomy red to yellow to blue to blistering violet. The white dwarf was coming up over the horizon, dragging its tidal wave of star stuff behind it.